Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The city of Soldotna is accepting applications for the mini-grant program from now until August 15th. The purpose of the mini-grant program is to recognize the valued contributions being provided through the volunteer efforts of community organizations and agencies on behalf of the community. You can be considered to get a $1,000 mini-grant. This is for nonprofit organizations and agencies that do things on behalf of the community. To be considered, an application must be received no earlier than the first day of the application cycle and no later than midnight on August 15, 2023. Applicants may apply by submitting a complete mini-grant application and required documents during one of the grant cycles. The mini-grant program was established to provide funding to a wide range of civic programs, services, and events that contribute to the cultural and economic environment and/or health, welfare, and overall quality of life for the community and residents of Soldotna. Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney, who was a council member during the program's inception, shared how the mini-grant helps local startup services or businesses.
It's a great little program for small groups that need some funding. The maximum is $1,000. That's done quarterly. It's usually to a nonprofit, somebody who's doing something in the community, like some of the grants that have gone out to people that are just starting a new business and needed a little extra help.
For more details on how your business or service could apply for the Soldotna Mini Grant, please visit this story at RadioKenai.com. An ongoing eruption of a remote volcano in Alaska's Aleutian Islands produced an ash cloud so large Tuesday that warnings were sent to pilots about potentially dangerous conditions. An ash cloud with an initial height of around 5.5 miles was reported following the morning eruption of Shishaldin Volcano. But by early afternoon, ash emissions were below 1.9 miles, and the aviation alert was downgraded, according to the Alaska Volcano Observatory. The volcano is about 700 miles southwest of Anchorage and sits near the middle of Unimak Island. The island's 65 or so residents live about 25 miles northeast of the volcano in the community of False Pass. Shishaldin Volcano began erupting July 11th. A U.S. Coast Guard overflight confirmed lava erupted the same day within the summit crater. A significant explosion early Friday produced an ash cloud that reached up to 7.5 miles and drifted south over the Pacific Ocean. A second, smaller explosion occurred later Friday. The volcano, one of the most active in the Aleutian Arc, saw increased lava eruptions just after midnight Tuesday with no significant ash emissions, the observatory said. That changed hours later with the ash cloud. The National Weather Service issued an advisory due to the drifting ash cloud. A teenage boy has died after going into cardiac arrest Monday, July 17th, while hiking in Seward. Alaska wildlife troopers responded to a report that CPR was being administered to Simon Merkus, 16, of Michigan at approximately 3.7 miles up the Harding Icefield Trail. People on site who had been traveling with Simon, along with staff from the National Park Service, attempted to resuscitate him until medical assistance arrived. A Life Flight helicopter transported paramedics to the scene. Once on location, the LifeMed paramedics were able to provide assistance. However, all life-saving efforts were unsuccessful, and Merkus was pronounced dead at the scene at 3:12 p.m. as a result of cardiac arrest. The body was transported to Soldotna and released to the state medical examiner's office. Next of kin were notified of his passing. Alongside LifeMed paramedics and National Park Service staff, Alaska Wildlife Troopers, the Bear Creek Fire Department, and the Seward Volunteer Ambulance Corps assisted in response to this emergency. Current trail conditions for the Harding Icefield are updated regularly on the Kenai Fjords National Park social media sites and posted on the National Park Service's website. For more on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Thursday. This is KSRM News.